This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Three respiratory viruses are putting Coloradans in the hospital. CPR's John Daly reports on a surge in RSV, the flu, and COVID-19.
The number of patients seeking emergency and urgent care has been 30% higher than the busiest days of a normal respiratory season, typically from January to March. Dr. Kevin Carney is with Children's Hospital Colorado.
What's different this year is how early and severe this respiratory season has been for the children in our community.
Carney says emergency departments are packed and families face long waits. He says hospitals are working to beef up staffing. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The State Board of Education voted on party lines to restore references to marginalized groups in the state's social studies curriculum. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Democrats voted in favor of the new standards, which spell out that students should learn the history, culture, and social contributions of specific racial and ethnic groups and LGBTQ people. Tiffany Grays, who is Black, said her family has been in Colorado 100 years.
Our history belongs in the books. We deserve equity.
The tumultuous year-long update of the standards makes sure they conform to new Colorado laws. The measure also includes the teaching of genocides and media and financial literacy. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
An equity group from Washington State is hoping to expand on what district attorneys in Colorado have learned about prosecutors and how they handle cases. CPR's Lucretia Wembley.
Prosecutors recently released new data that showed racial biases in how they offer plea deals, who gets probation, and other disparities. Prison reform advocate Anthony Powers visited students at the University of Denver to discuss a similar program that he founded. It's called the American Equity and Justice Group, and their data goes a bit further than what DAs unveiled here. The public can click on any judge's name and see how sentencing is handled based on race, gender, and other factors. The group would need at least $700,000 to launch the website here. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
And there's more Colorado news at CPR.org.